CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you as usual by G4NJH. The copy of the broadcast is available on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 22nd of April 2018. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB 2018 Convention, British Island Waterways on the Air, radio amateur interview on BBC. Illness of a key RSGB staff member means that it hasn't been possible to prepare the local news again this week, for which we apologise, but details of club events can be found in the April edition of Radcom, supplemented by the events list on the RSGB website. That's rsgb.org/events. Thank you to everyone who sent event details for the May and June Radcom. Event information should be sent to radcom@rsgb.org.uk by the published deadline to appear in those editions. Bookings for the RSGB 2018 convention are now open. The event takes place from the 12th to the 14th of October, and there will be topics to cater for all tastes and at all levels across the five lecture streams. The event will also include a build-a-thon, a construction competition, and an opportunity to visit the National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park during the day of Friday, the 12th. AMSAT will be organising some of the lectures, as the AMSAT colloquium will be incorporated into the convention again this year. To book, go to the RSGB website, rsgb.org/convention. British Island Waterways on the Air by WOTA will be on the weekend of the 25th to the 27th of August this year. The event is open to all boaters, cyclists, walkers and other users of canals, towpaths and riverbanks for work or recreation. It's also a good chance for WAB enthusiasts to get some rare WAB squares. If you're interested in taking part, register at www.nharg.oeg.uk/BIWOTA, B-I-W-O-T-A. James Patterson, M1DST, a member of Swindon and District ARC, was interviewed recently on BBC Wiltshire about amateur radio. He discussed whether it still has a place now we have modern technology and the internet. He's produced an edited version of the interview, which he posted on his own website, tinyurl.com/BBC-Wiltshire-interview. He gave a presentation at the RSGB 2017 convention on M1N The Middle, a flexible hardware control add-on for your K3. Unquote, which you can watch in the Society's video portal, rsgb.org/videos. The RSGB has agreed to participate in the FIFA World Cup Marathon, which is being organised by the Union of Amateur Radio, the Union of Radio Amateur of Russia, RRC. The marathon is set to run from the 1st of June to the 15th of July. There'll be two call signs available for use on a rotation basis, GB18FWC for stations in England and MB18FIFA for stations in the home nations who did not qualify for the World Cup finals. Application for the call signs is now open. An application form and more information on rsgb.org/FWC. The deadline for applications is 23:59 on the 29th of April this year. Norway's communications regulator, NCOM, is consulting on changes to the amateur radio regulations. Amongst the planned changes is allowing 1 kilowatt output at VHF and UHF for EME or meteor scatter operations. The previous limit for the VHF and UHF bands had been 100 or 300 watts. The consultation ends on the 2nd of May. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today, the 22nd of April, the Cambridge Repeater Group Rally takes place today at Foxton Village Hall, Hodman Road, Foxton, Cambridge, CB226RN. There's free car parking and a talk-in station. Doors open 9:30. Trade is getting access from 7:30. Entry £2. In addition to trade stands, there'll be a bring and buy and an RSGB bookstall. Catering will be available on site. For more information, contact Lawrence, M0LCM, 07941 972724. Email rally2018@cambridgerepeaters.net or see www.cambridgerepeaters.net. Next, Sunday the 29th of April, the Exeter Radio and Electronics Relay takes place at the America Hall de la Rue Pinho in Exeter, EX48PW. This event was rescheduled from the 4th of March because of the snow. The rally opens at 10:30 with disabled access and bring and buy book-in from 10:15. Although the event may open earlier if the weather is bad and all the exhibitors are ready. Admission is £2 and there's on-site catering. Details from Pete, G3ZVI, 07714198374, or email g3zvi@yahoo.co.uk. Also next Sunday the 29th, the Northern Amateur Radio Society's Association Exhibition Blackpool Rally takes place at the Norbreck Castle Exhibition Centre in Blackpool, FY29AA. Car parking is available and talking station will be on the air. Doors open at 10:15 for disabled, 10:30 for the general public. As well as trade stands, there'll be a bring and buy and special interest groups. An RSGB bookstall will be present. For more information, contact Dave, M0OBW, 01270 761608, email dwilson, all one word, at btinternet.com. The event site is www.narsa.org.uk. The organisers of the Southern Electronics and Radio Fair in Eastbourne, due to be held on the 6th of May, have advised that the event has been cancelled. More information at www.serf.org.uk. To get your rally or event information onto GB2RS News, Radcom or the RSGB website, please email details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the DX News, compiled from the 425 DX News and other sources, Brian, GW4DVB, should be active from Palm Island in the Grenadines as J88PI until the 29th of April. This is NA025 for Islands on the Air. Cesar, V3LYC, and Bernard, DL2GAC, plan to be active as H44R from Mbanika Island in the Solomon Islands, from the 22nd to the 25th of April. This is OC168 for IOTA. Cesar will move on to the Temo 2 part of the Solomons around about the 29th of April. Pasi, OH4WS, is expected to be active from Market Reef as OG0W for about a week from the 27th of April. That's EU053 for IOTA. Julio, IW3HVB, should be active on 144 and 1296 megs EME from Mauritius as 3 Bravo 8 Mike Bravo until the 27th of April. Sergei, R4WAA, has the same QRT date from Nepal, where he's 9 November 7 Whiskey Alpha. Alex, W1CDC, will be active as V47CDC from St. Kitts, that's NA 104, from the 23rd of April to the 5th of May. He'll be operating CW only 80 to 10 metres. Now special event news. Special event station news for April didn't arrive on time to be included in the printed edition of Radcom, but if you like to go to tinyurl.com/SES-0418, all will be revealed. GB4AMT will be active using CW on the HF bands from the 20th of April to the 17th of May to remember HMS Amethyst. Details qrz.com. GB4TDY will be active from Low Bentham in North Yorks as many bands as possible, he says, between the 27th and 30th of April, celebrating the third Tour de Yorkshire style cycle race. Details qrz.com. Activity continues by the Grey Point Fort Amateur Radio Society as GB106TBC until the 29th of April, marking the 106th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. There'll be a field day at Gallywood Common in support of St George's Day on the 23rd of April from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. They'll be on the air with the call sign GB1STG. Further information, contact Charlie Davy, M0PZT, 07882 043521, or look online at tinyurl.com/GB1STG-ST-Georges-Day. Now for contest news, the British Amateur Radio Teledata Group's Sprint 75 contest takes place from 1700 to 2100 UTC today on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands. All activity 75 boards RITI and the contest exchange is a serial number only. On Tuesday the 24th of April, the RSGBSHF UK activity contest takes place from 1830 to 2130 UTC. Please note that activity on different bands is at different times. Exchange signal report, serial number and your six-figure locator. On Wednesday the 25th of April, the UK and EI Contest Club has a CW session of its 80-metre series. The contest exchange for this event is the first four digits of your locator. This is the final session of the 17-18 series. The RSGB 80-metre Club Championship Series continues on Thursday the 26th of April with a data modes session that runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC RITI and PSK 63 are the modes. The contest exchanges a signal report and serial number. The RITI leg of the Polish DX contest takes place 24 hours next weekend, the 28th, 29th, starting at 1200 UTC on the Saturday. The bands for this event are 3.5 megs to 28 megs. The contest exchange is signal report and serial number. Polish stations give their province code. 3.5 megs to 28 megs bands. I think we've already said that. All exchanges at 75 boards and the contest exchange is serial number only. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. The sun remained spotless this week, other than the hint of a new sunspot coming around its limb as this report was being written. The solar flux index reflects this, sitting around the high 60s, although it did reach 71 on Thursday morning. Geomagnetic conditions were quiet at the beginning of the week, but a solar wind stream from a large solar coronal hole was predicted to hit Earth later on Thursday the 19th. This usually means noisy HF bands and depressed maximum usable frequencies, MUFs, after a possible initial positive phase. We're now seeing a shift towards a more summer-like ionospheric conditions in the northern hemisphere. At this time, there's a chemical change towards more diatomic molecules in the F2 layer and fewer monatomic species. The diatomic molecules are more difficult to ionize, and as a result, MUFs can suffer. Coupled with a lack of sunspots, we're now seeing daytime MUFs struggling to get above 16 to 17 MHz at times, despite the quiet geomagnetic conditions. The upside is that nighttime MUFs are staying higher, with 7 MHz possibly staying open to DX over a 3,000 km path through the night. A phenomenon that has been spotted is that the MUFs is sometimes rising again for a short period after sunset, so it might be worth checking 14 megs around 2000 hours UTC, as this has shown itself a few times on the ionosonde data. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain around 69 and geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be quieter from Monday onwards after the weekend's high K indices. These settled conditions should bring better DX from Tuesday or Wednesday once the ionosphere is settled. As we'll explain in the VHF section, you may have to wait a week or two before the start of the summer sporadic E season. Now for VHF and up, last weekend with high pressure near southern areas declining during the weekend as low pressure moved in from the Atlantic towards northern areas. There may be slightly enhanced tropo conditions around at first, but these could weaken as the low takes over. This could introduce showery weather with a prospect for rain scatter on the gigahertz band. The 2008 sporadic E season is nearly here. It usually starts with a few fleeting SSB and CW signals across southern Europe, possibly not within reach of the UK stations, but with new digital modes we might be lucky this early, since the location of sporadic E geographically can be influenced by the position of the jet stream, there may be some possibility of paths from the UK to the southeast into the Balkans and east to the Baltic states. The other possibility, based on an expected jet stream positions, might be from Spain down to the Canaries. Anyway, before it all kicks off, it's worth making that list of useful beacons on 10 metres or 6 so that you can quickly find the openings. Just Google G3USF beacons. Also, use the www.propquest.co.uk website to find the daily jet stream positions. Now we're in April, meteor activity is picking up again. The first significant shower, the Lyrids, peaks today the 22nd of April, sometime between 1000 and 2100 UTC. Moon declination is still positive but decreases all week, going negative, that is south. This coming Friday, losses will also increase as the moon heads out to apogee, its furthest point from Earth. It's another good week for EME then, with long windows and high moon elevations. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's also all from me. Until next week.